Heavenly Father, we come before your throne. We come before your throne of undeserved kindness with uplifted hands. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and praise. We bow down with our face to the ground to say thank you. To intercede for our brothers and sisters all over the world, to stand on the rampart, to hear and see and understand your timing and your season, to understand what you have planned for your people in this hour, for this is your appointed time. So, Father, we pray your blessings over us as you keep us, that you make your face shine upon us, and that you are gracious unto us, Lord God. We lift up our hands in praise to you. And we pray that you will lift up your countenance upon us and fill us with your peace, for you are the God of peace. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your Son, Yeshua the Christ. And we ask that you destroy every false memory and every lie of the enemy and every unrighteous agreement that we have entered into. Cancel out our bad attitudes and thoughts, Lord God. Our ungodly negative impressions that have been implanted and imprinted upon our hearts and our minds. Give us the mind of Christ, Father, as we set our affections on what you set your affections on, for we love what you love and we hate what you hate. We thank you for cleansing our mind with the blood of Yeshua the Christ, that all our thoughts and ideas conform to your will and your destiny for our lives, and that we believe you and trust in you. We ask you to prevent our minds from deceiving us in any way. We ask you to do all the things according to your word, your will, and your purpose. We ask you to give us according to what you have predestined long before the foundation of the earth. We thank you in the name of Yeshua the Christ. We thank you that you renew us and that we give total alliance to you, O God. That you send your Holy Spirit to encamp all around us, to lead and guide us into all truths. And when we don't know what to pray, Father, we thank you that Holy Spirit intercedes for us in moans and groans. We thank you, Father, for giving us life, for we are living sacrifices, for that is our reasonable service. We thank you that your glory and your honor and your praise are on our lips. We thank you, Father, that we have committed our lives to do all that you have planned and willed for our lives, and we commit our lives and all that is ours to you. We surrender our children to you, for they are gifts, so we anoint them, Father. We speak life and not death, for life and death is in the power of our tongue. We thank you, Father, that we can train them in the way that they should grow, so that they, when they grow old, they shall not depart from you. We thank you, Father, that we allow our children to understand that you are the author and the finisher of their faith. We thank you, Father, for you are our eternal God, that we bind everything that is not like you, for you have given us the authority, dominion, and power here on this earth. So we cancel out the assignment of the enemy as it pertains to your people that walk this earth. We thank you, Father, that you have given us the authority and the power to cast out demons, Father, and to tread on serpents, and to shine the light of truth in dark places. For when we shine the light of truth, darkness must flee. We thank you, Father, for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We thank you, Father, for you are our shepherd, and another's voice we shall not follow. We thank you, Father, that we can worship you in spirit and truth, for we are your set-aside people. We are your royal priesthood, your holy nation. We thank you that we are Abraham's seed, that we are blessed in the city, we're blessed in our going and our coming. And we thank you, Father, that when our hearts are overwhelmed, that we can come running to a holy God that can do anything, anything but fail, as we walk out our soul's salvation in fear and trembling, seeking truth and the knowledge of who you are. We thank you, Father, that your word said that when we pray that you will hear us, and that where we walk and we bring you with us, Father, that you will be there. We ask, Father, that you give each and every one of us clarity of vision and understanding, clarity of thought and mind, and knowing and hearing of your voice. And that we walk, Father, immediately in obedience to your will, your way, your plan, and your purpose. We thank you, Father, that you close every spiritual door that needs to be shut and open every door that needs to be opened, Father. And we know, Father, that when man says no, you say yes. So we plead the blood of Yeshua over every doorway and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless, Father, and harmless, so that they cannot come through the doors that have been shut. And they can't close the doors that have been opened. And we thank you, Father, that you bless our homes, our workplaces, our businesses, and our finances. That you bless the ministry that you have placed in our hand. That you bless our children and their schools and our workplaces and our friends and our loved ones and our family members. And that they, Father, fall on their face in repentance. For we are your people who are called by your name. We humble ourselves. We teshuvah. We turn from our wicked ways. And we honor and praise a holy God that can do anything but fail. So we thank you this day, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence covered in the blood of Yeshua. And we give you honor and praise in the name of Yeshua the Christ. For at the name of Yeshua, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It's in his matchless name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.